It's called blame shifting. And what blame shifting is when you don't own up to things and you begin to make excuses instead of accepting responsibility. Now, I have to just tell you that there's been times in my life when I've had to learn this the hard way. Because when you don't just own up to things, it always comes back to bite you. And somewhere along the line, it will always come back to bite you. It's kind of like Moses when he killed the Egyptian and he buried him in the sand and he thought, nobody knows. But yes, everybody knew. And that's the way it is so many times. You think you did something, you think you got by with it, but you didn't. Well, Saul, he's in this situation. Now, we talked about this here on the broadcast. He raised an army of 300,000 people of Israel and Judah. They went into war against the Ammonites. They had tremendous success, and they were feeling real good about themselves. Until they looked up one day, and there on the borders of Israel was the Philistines, 30,000 chariots and horsemen, and people, it says, like the sand of the sea. And all of a sudden, that little army of 300,000 didn't seem to be so big and mighty anymore. Well, there comes time to call out to God. And that's what they were doing. They said, well, we're gonna offer a sacrifice to God at Gilgal. Samuel the prophet is going to come. He's going to offer the sacrifice. We're just going to get a hold of God here. But this is where Samuel said to Saul, he says, you've done foolishly. Because Saul got ahead of God on this thing and decided to take hands into himself because he said, the people are pressuring me. And indeed he was. He was under tremendous stress when you find yourself in that type of situation. And that's why I'm cautioning you and me that let's take stock of things here. Life has pressure. Life is difficult at times. There are times when we are faced with making awesome decisions that are going to affect a lot of people. And that's why it must be done with fasting and prayer and supplication before God and in every possible way that we can find ourselves just being in the presence of God to hear his voice. Well, Saul, he didn't do that. And he found himself trying to figure this thing out in his own flesh. And that's a problem. Because the truth of the matter is that flesh is flesh, and it will always be flesh. Spirit is spirit. And I have taught this so many times on this broadcast that we as human beings, yes, we're flesh, but we're also spirit. There is a spiritual person alive within us. And that spiritual person within us has the ability to connect with a spiritual God. And I'm just telling you that for your own admonition, that you are spiritual. Yes, you're flawed, but you're forgiven. And grace brings restoration. And yes, you can bow at the feet of the Lord and lay your petitions there and be confident that he'll minister to you and take care of whatever it is you're dealing with. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.